I'll tell you whose story often doesn't get told, though. The stories that don't get told are what happened behind closed doors, domestic abuse. And the stats are startling. The pandemic has been a spike, a terrible spike in domestic abuse. But sometimes people never see it because, you know, people think, oh, domestic abuse, it must happen in this type of circumstance. It happens in any circumstance. For Karen Gosby, she's got a new book out called The Perfect Nightmare, My Glittering Marriage and How It Almost Cost Me My Life. A domestic abuse nightmare, but no one would have seen it because Karen and her husband were extremely wealthy and on the surface had a perfect life. But it was not like that. She's just written a new book about it, and she joins us now. She's a mental health advocate and the author of this new book, A Perfect Nightmare, out with Southern Unhoused Books. Karen, first of all, thank you. And the courage to write this book and to talk about this is undeniable. So thank you for being here. Talk about how, for you, it wasn't just a case of domestic abuse, which is always hidden, but it was hidden behind this kind of myth of the perfect world, wasn't it?
It absolutely was. And thank you for taking the time to talk to me to get that message across. I'd love to, you know, just with the title alone, it's that old expression, when things are bad, it's a perfect nightmare. And that basically sums up my life. George would always say to me that, Karen, perception is everything. And so he became the master of disguising abuse, and I was the master of covering it up to the outside world. But it goes further than that, because I didn't really understand what I was doing at all. Because to the outside, domestic violence or abuse, it's thought of as the, you know, guy coming home drunk, annoyed, irritated, and beats up his spouse. His partner, and you know, although there were pockets of that in our 23 years of marriage, we definitely had, you know, 3 to 5 incidents that, one or two in particular, that were really bad, where I did call 911, and I can go into more detail about that if you want, but the reality of it is that we lived in constant fear. There was constant control over it. Abuse is actually when one feels an entitlement to have power and control over another. And he controlled everything I did, what I wore, what I said, who my friends were, right, the finances, almost right down to what I could eat. And my self was so eroded that if I tried to do anything on my own, I knew that there were dire consequences. And when I say on my own, like just taking a course or getting a job.
Like but on the surface, people thought you and your husband, George, were perfect, right? Like he was a very multimillionaire in Calgary. He was a philanthropist. He was young. Like he was the guy, right? He was the face of the great Alberta boom.
Absolutely. And to our neighbors, our peers, and the social media, we looked like we were picture perfect. And the irony in that, and that's why we gravitated to that title, is that was what ultimately got in the way of George and destroyed him, because he couldn't keep up that facade.
Right. You get married to him. Do you, like in the book you detail, there's alcohol, drug abuse, and then violence, control, even as he's hyper successful. Did you see all that early, Karen? Like, when did you start saying, oh, there's a dark side to this?
You know, if you read my book, I explain how I had the training wheels to be in a trauma-like situation, because I came from one. So I knew that there were unhealthy situations, but I didn't realize the reality of this situation, which was a real drive for me to come forward with this book. Because I think had I known, for instance, when I did call 911, because he tried to strangle me, and you know, it was getting very aggressive. I managed to get out of that situation and go downstairs and call 911. Well, there was a gun in the house. He owned a gun. And there's an 80% chance that a woman will die at the hands of their batterer, the perpetrator, if there's a gun in the house and they try and strangle you. And that's just a common statistic. I didn't know that. And I didn't know that until after he passed. And I think if I had known the red flags, then I could have been more proactive. I think on a whole, people just are really unaware of the realities of the situation.
How did you had kids? You have kids, but when you guys were married, and he had these addictions, and the money was huge. And as you say, he's spending money that it's almost unheard of how rich he was to most Canadians. But how did you? I mean, if he was drunk, or if he was angry, or if he was threatening suicide, or if he was beating you, how did you keep that from the kids? What did you do?
Well, I didn't keep it from the kids. The kids lived it as much as I did, right?
Oh, my God. So how did they deal with that?
You know, and there's a lot of, in that, there's a lot of wrapped up in that statement, because a lot of people, since I've come out with the book, I guess one of my biggest criticisms is, well, how could they re-traumatize? How could she re-traumatize the kids? And, you know, the kids were traumatized as much as I was the 23 years of living with him. And I'm not trying to portray him as this monster, because, right, you know, they had those times and we had good times. But his control, when I was like, he just monopolized us, and it was so subtle and it was exhausting, because you were constantly trying to make things run smooth, and you were interpreting it as your fault, and you were trying to fix the circumstance, and it erodes who you are and your decision making ability and your self esteem, and it's really like an assault. Yeah. And it attacks your mind, not your body. There's no physical bruises, and I definitely had that, but the kids had it too, and so there's been a certain amount of empowerment in harnessing the story and getting.
Well, I think, Karen, this is a powerful story. Unfortunately, your husband passed by suicide, but a Perfect Nightmare is the book. And folks, we talk about domestic abuse. It happens to real people like Karen, and it can happen to anybody. And I urge you to look at this book. Karen, I want to thank you for introducing it to us, and I hope we continue these conversations. This is so important, so real, and I congratulate you on your courage. Thank you, Karen. We've got to take a short break. We'll be right back on the Evan Solomon Show, but really check out this book. This is not to be missed.